you know, whether we're talking about aliens or climate change or cyclical earth catastrophe, you know, patterns repeat, or the World Economic Forum, or criminal cartels that happen to be our governments, or mandates that own your body. The fact that these are contexts within which explorations are considered, like what flag do you fly? If you're not a larger context that can contain all of it, you will feel pressed into compliance just to shut it down. And it is for that reason that there were so many lines of inquiry in the links that I was sending you in the emails that were really encouraging you to consider, how comfortable are you in chaos? How prevalent is a fear response for you, that your go-to when something happens is fear? How willing and able are you to simply stand there and let the water come and let it pass through you like a screen door, not knock you over, not drown you, you know, not cause you to run for higher ground? Just knowing that there's so much that is going on today from political platforms that people are complying with because they're afraid not to comply. It's like all the people who got the jab, the mRNA jab, because they were afraid that if they didn't, the consequences would be such that they couldn't have what they want. They didn't do it because they wanted to. They did it because they were pressed into it. Exactly the same thing with all the stuff you're talking about. People can ask you all kinds of things. That doesn't mean you have to answer. The fact that somebody asks you a question does not mean that you have to answer their question. Ask Trudeau how to do this. You ask him a question, he hasn't answered a question in 8 fucking years. So that's how you don't answer a question. You avoid. You dance around it. You go blah, 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 yada, 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 and then you throw in the word safe. So consider that when you're being confronted with these lines of inquiry, you think you actually have to answer the question. How else can you engage the inquiry? And many people answer the questions, especially if they think that there's money at the end of it. Mm-hmm. They're going to give me a grant. They're going to pay my expenses. They're going to blah, blah, yada, yada. And then you have to ask yourself, what's the going rate for selling your soul? Because there's a lot of it going on. So in my experience of manifesting a meaningful world, selling my soul didn't work very well. So we're back to the basics of open, clear, honest, and direct. Be yourself and tell the truth. You know, show up in the moment that you're in. Don't wait for the right moment to show up. Just keep showing up in the moment that you're in with the people you're with, because you are the ripple that will allow you to create the world that you want for yourself. Consider all the people in your life and get curious about, if they were all in the same room at the same time and they were talking about you, would each recognize you in the experience of the other? Because oftentimes we adapt ourselves to a particular person or collective. But then when we're with a different person or a different collective, we're different. So if you were to gather all these people in the room at the same time, would they know they're talking about the same person? That's about the truth of the I am that I am consistently showing up, no matter what conversation I'm in, no matter who I'm with, no matter what the circumstances are. The I am that I am is the largest context within which my life presents. You and I aren't taught to live like that. We're taught, particularly as women, we're taught to be chameleons, to be adaptable, to mold and change ourselves to the expectations that are presenting. Because what is so powerfully wired into us is how it's dangerous not to. Oh, maybe, maybe not. Like, when was the last time you checked? All the things that have been done in the last 2 to 3 years, or however long it's been now, is the efforts for officials to manipulate behavior has just been mind-blowing to me. As a student of mind control for the last 25 years, mind-blowing to watch it all unfold. So when you're moving through your life and you're faced with a decision and you're uncomfortable about that, stop and ask yourself, do I have to answer this question? Do I have to engage this? Mandated by whom? And simply, what I've learned in the last 2.5 years is just ignoring it works really well. So somebody asks the question, the answer is no, thank you. What are they going to do? Arrest you? Well, maybe that's coming, but so far, you may not get arrested for that. It's difficult because manifesting a meaningful life, you know, we've talked about this before too. You have to have a spine to do that. You have to be willing to risk confrontation. You know, being challenged on what you hold as a truth for you, manifesting a meaningful world, orders of magnitude more. Why? Because you're dealing with collectives. You know, you can't hide out